We got the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour transition with the boys next right here on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better car? Head to Hyundai.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Stork. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like those.
Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
Go out of your way to do so. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. If you think she loves you, she'll love you even more if you cop these pajamas for her. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. And they're more than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax just a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to the both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed, so visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them The Score sent you.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jakes can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time. Save money. Save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Leveon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Leveon designers to offer you more Leveon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Leveon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
afternoon, just a wee bit after 1 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Araldis Chapman will get his money and a World Series ring, but today he apparently wanted to get his point across that he disagreed with how Joe Maddon used him in the playoffs. Chapman, speaking on a New York teleconference, said he thought Maddon misused and overused him and brought up a couple of examples from the World Series. On to football, and it's the Bears and the Packers Sunday at Soldier Field. The Bears being just 3-10 so far this season, but John Fox says some progress is being made.
Everybody looks at the record, which is, you know, everybody does. We do too. Obviously, that's very disappointing, but I think some of the progress we made, those people that study the game and look at it, you know, can see statistically quite a bit of growth. Again, we're not to the point where the statistic on the win-loss record is where we would like it and expect it to be, but you do see progress, and really even on the offensive side of the ball. I know, explosive plays, sometimes, we haven't converted that to points as much, but, for what's happened and some of the things we've had to deal with, I think I see progress really in both things.
And in pro basketball tonight over at the United Center, it's the Bulls and the Bucks, a rematch of last night's game, the Bucks winning handily up across the border. This holiday season, give your favorite Cub fan the gift they want, Cubs gear. Visit the official Cubs team store located downtown at 663 North Michigan Avenue today. The new store is open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sundays. This scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. And I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. This week, Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Packers game, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. This is Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
I felt that way. Hopefully you did as well. Thank you, Shu. We got our thank yous to Patrick Manley, who joined us, Hub Arkish as well, Pete Futek, Richard Deitch, also our producers, Jay Zawoski, Nick Sienkowski, Rick Kemp, screw Kevin Zipak. Updates by David Schuster, and I feel like, is the broadcast there? Are the guys there? Okay, I heard a pop. Yeah, I heard a pop.
And usually that means the line went dead.
Yeah, I felt like we were going to have to do about 20, 25 more minutes of radio. Let's go out to the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner. Live at Old Town Pub and Eatery, 201 West 8th Street in Geneva from 1 to 6 p.m. What's up, fellas?
You tell us what's happening back here.
See?
Can you hear us, buddies? They're working on it.
See?
You heard of pop.
Yeah, we're both radio veterans, Jay. we had heard that. We both have been on the board for situations like that. You're like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah, lots of cursing.
lots of 4 and 12-letter words being spoken right now by engineers.
All right, fellas, you good?
Hello.
All right, there we go.
You are.
Sound like you guys, fellas.
You guys were far away or something like that. How's everything out there in Geneva?
Everything's good. They've got their lunch rush here with people enjoying their wings and burgers and salads and everything else, and it's going to get crazy. You know what this is? This is the site of the very first ever Who Needs Two Tavern Tour.
Oh, wow.
Is that right?
The very first.
What's that, like 8-9 years running now?
10.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be more than that.
Yep.
I remember that conference room meeting in the NBC Tower.
This is the 287th stop.
Wow.
For the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour.
That's amazing. That's a tradition like none other.
Dan, did you get yourself a hotel room in Geneva?
It's going to be a long slog back. This is one where you might need the old empty Gatorade bottle.
Put on your phone, at 5:45, don't forget to use the bathroom and set your clock. Set your alarm there. Or just have Barry tell you.
Yeah, but you know, no matter how many times Dan uses the bathroom, it's still going to be a problem on the way home. You know that.
Well, because of him, not because of his bladder.
No, yeah. Just something is going to happen.
He's already talked himself into it, that he's going to have a problem on the way home.
Believe me, after 287 shows, there's no way today is going to be anything like some other trips home. There was the ice storm when we were in Johnsburg.
Oh,
there have been,
wow,
any number of other days and some trips back that have been harrowing. There was the the microburst and wind shear coming back from Kankakee, where they said that it was such, the downdrafts are upwards of like 75 to 80 miles an hour, and there were like, what do they say, internal cyclones within it, and it was right on 57, right on top of us.
Well, just make sure your phone is charged up, you've got some gas, and you use the bathroom.
All set. That's good advice. And have it, you know, and have maybe
try to have a good show in between, by the way.
Yeah. Change your clothes and
not
some
much chance of that.
Some flares, perhaps, you know, some emergency road flares, and maybe a St. Bernard, and I think everything should be fine. You know, I guess my takeaway on the Aroldis Chapman thing is, even if you're right, don't you're not the guy to be talking about it right now. That it's especially, and
why not? Why can't he talk about it?
They asked him about it.
He can. He certainly can. But it's also an opportunity just to say, I'm happy to be back here, and I enjoyed my time there.
You just got paid a whole hell of a lot of money. Why'd you suck at the end there? I mean,
I did not hear the question.
No, I didn't either. I'm just saying, like, I didn't hear the question either. But it sounds like he was explaining his discomfort or his lack of velocity at the end there, and you know, maybe somebody asked him, how'd you almost lose that thing at the
maybe
end?
Maybe I guess the way I look at it though is the Cubs did something they didn't have to do in bringing in a guy that brought all kinds of negative attention and negative headlines and questions and concerns about his character because of the suspension that he served. And
yeah, but they did that because they needed something that he could do.
Correct, and they had his back.
And he did it, well, not great,
but he did it. and publicly, it would be an opportunity for him to say that it's not my concern at the moment. I'm happy to be here and looking forward to a future.
Yeah, he could have taken the high road, but the truth is his manager was stupid.
Correct.
And did a bad job.
That is absolutely also true.
And he abused him, and even though he made it clear from the start that he didn't want to be used that way, right, and just kept doing it, kept making the same mistake, and I have some theories on why he kept doing it, but, you know, the reality is, there's no reason for him to not tell the truth about it at this point, especially since he's trying to justify why he wasn't particularly good at the end. I don't have a problem with it.
He's also trying to tell people don't do that again, too. That's another part of this.
I think that was also the message.
But his manager in New York didn't do that. His manager in New York listened to him when he said, I don't want to do that. And Joe Maddon didn't listen to him when he told Joe Maddon, I don't want to do that. He just kept doing it.
Barry, you should be in good spirits, man.
Oh, because we might get a bowl game.
You might end up in a bowl game.
I mean, you wish the circumstances were a little bit different.
Yeah,
of course.
Circumstances are bad. It's also been 3 weeks since they practiced, Lawrence. You know, you're not allowed to, if you don't have a bowl game on the schedule, you shut it down.
Yeah.
No one's done a thing for 3 weeks.
The kids are gone. I texted one of the coaches. I was like, are you guys practicing? And they were like, no, the kids left a long time ago. So yeah, they would have to get ready for a football game in a week.
Yeah, with 3 weeks of doing nothing, if you have a bowl game, you basically get right back at it immediately. And coaches love that because it's an extra opportunity. Even if it's a bad bowl game, it's an extra month of practice.
But you have your guys with you.
Which coaches love because it helps them for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't do anything for 3 weeks, I don't know what you could expect then at that point. But, Jay, you're right. The circumstances are awful.
Yeah. I don't understand it. I don't understand the motivation. And I never have a problem with kids, especially college kids in today's day and age, trying to band together to use their power.
Yeah, I think the Missouri thing was spot on. I think the Missouri kids who had dealt with things. Oh, you talk to people who graduated Missouri in the early aughts and were like, yo, that campus was like that then. I'm glad these kids finally used their power and spoke up about how uncomfortable they were.
It's the wrong hill for them to die on.
Right. Kane Coulter and Northwestern. I understand that there's a time and a place for that. But this man, we don't know what they know and what they don't know, and there's still so many other shoes that can drop here. And for them to go in this way, even in a perceived way, against an accuser,
it just doesn't look good.
Is bad for the university. It's bad for them. It's bad for the school. It's bad for the accuser.
Well,
it's
now,
bad
you know,
for everybody involved.
Antoine Winfield, who's one of the fathers, he's on TV
talking about it. His son won't play if the president and everybody else is still there. And the worst part is, you know, you're going to the investigator saying, hey, look at this tape. Look how happy she was to be there. It's like, bro, you're getting into some very nasty, murky waters right now, because now you're gonna start to implicate people who were at that party. You're gonna start to implicate people who maybe were around her at that party. I mean,
and what message do you send to the parents of other young women that might be looking at the University of Minnesota mm-hmm. as to how you handle such things? And the school, if you want to say that this is a climate where we can be pushed around by football, this is a climate where even though we have begun a Title IX investigation,
nobody wins.
It's just a very puzzling decision if you on were the part father, of these players.
And Barry, you can jump in here too. If you were the fathers of one of these young men who had been suspended and, of course, no charges have been brought yet, like, how would you be reacting to this situation?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jay. And, you know, you read this story, if you read the Star Tribune and you read that story and you hear about this woman looking up and seeing a line of young men outside the door just waiting for their turn. Yeah, if I'm the father of one of those kids, you know, I got to wonder what I did wrong. I got to wonder what I taught my son, because it's and then to be a part of something where it's videotaped as well. It's just look, it's pretty.
And see, these kids are now videotaping things, thinking that this is going to get them off, or hey,
they're already looking to get to protect themselves beforehand. Well, I mean, you know, we read about the stories of the professional athletes who not only videotape it but get, you know, the express written consent of the ball club, you know, as it were. It's a scary thing when you think about a college campus where so many young women are victims and don't even report it because they're terrified of what might happen to them on campus. I mean, you read about the Baylor stuff and the way some of these young women had to leave campus because of the way they were terrorized after it happened, after they reported it. Look, we don't know what happened in this situation. There's a lot of murky stuff here. Jay, I think you use that word. It's a good word for it. It's difficult to know what occurred here, but if I were the fathers of one of those kids, I'd be stunned that my kid was involved, because I would have hoped that I taught him better than that.
I would also hope that the parents and the players understand the university is acting on its own as an entity pursuant to federal law, has absolutely nothing to do with a criminal proceeding.
Correct.
And it's very easy to make this oversimplified and reductive.
Innocent until proven guilty stuff.
We will have some really dumb, angry people saying dumb, angry things.
You'll hear the words due process a lot and things like
that.
They
even brought it up in their statement. That was the word that they used.
That's when you start sounding like a Jobot, you know you got problems.
2% of rapes end up in some sort of conviction. So, I mean, you know, to even use those words, what I hate the most, fellas, is that if you guys got mugged leaving the station today, first of all, I'd look at Shep. That'd be the first guy I'd look at. But if you guys got mugged leaving the station, no one would call you an alleged victim. Yeah. You'd be a victim. But in these cases, the word alleged is always used. And only in these cases is it used, and it's disturbing.
Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy story, and I don't think we've seen the last of it. I mean, we got, a couple of weeks for them to figure a week or so for them to figure this thing out.
So we'll talk some of that. Jerry DiNardo is going to join us at 2 o'clock. We'll get his expert opinion on some of what's going on there, considering it's a Big Ten issue. And plenty
sports
of
happened
talk
for us last night too.
And also there was a bad football game, and there was a hockey game that looked like a bunch of peewees out there for a while, and a performance by the Bulls that is as or more troubling than the previous
Hey, and you can see it again tonight.
Look, the
same thing could happen to them tonight in back-to-back games against Milwaukee.
It's like the fifth time this year I've said that is the worst half of basketball I've ever seen. And it's like the fifth time I said it again last night.
This is
how many times can it keep saying that?
The back-to-back is a gift here, because here's when you start hearing coaches and players this early in the season talking about energy and effort, that's fine. And I believe they will have more energy and effort tonight. I'm certain of it. However,
they're not going to grow.
When you consider the alternative, the alternative causality here, that maybe it's not just energy and effort. Maybe they are longer. and taller
and younger
and faster
and better at basketball.
And yeah, and the kind of the conclusion there when you add all those things up, you arrive at better at basketball. Yeah. And there's poor Dougie running around, and there's Denzel wondering where he is, and Bobby Portis is Portising everywhere.
Oh, dude.
Man, when you're
he is
old,
a thing, man. What are you doing, Wegner? Seriously,
he's a basketball Frankenstein monster. He's plodding everywhere, taking three pointers.
No, it's like when he's supposed to pass, he doesn't, and when he's not supposed to pass, he does. He doesn't seem to know where anything is.
Nope.
You got some old, you got some bad, you got some tired, and you got a lot of guys who can't guard
your
me.
Huddled masses yearning to be free. I mean, it is. They better. This is one of those nights where you can't rise to this occasion and at least bust your ass. At least if you lose.
Jimmy is going to try to score
100 points
tonight. Yep. 50. Jimmy is going to be on his Jimmy-ish. I'm telling you.
I know. And that, but the point is, the point that's
how many
in
shots
that,
is he going to take?
Oh, Barry, over under 18 by halftime.
I was going to say 25.
By halftime. Yeah. Like, this is one of those, get the hell out of the way. Screw you and your Marquette connection. Screw the little concussed dude who hits the jump shots. Nico, I never thought you was anything. Fred, I still hate you. This
did
is
you
my
see,
team.
Trade me to Jay, Minnesota.
Did you see the look on Jimmy's face? There was a shot of Jimmy while Wade was taking over the game for that, what was it, that, like, I don't know, maybe 3.5 minutes where he actually got him back to what, maybe
nine.
14 or 12, no, nine was
they got
it eventually?
To nine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was all D. Wade, and they showed a shot, and Jimmy was on the bench for a lot of that. Yep. They showed a shot of him.
This
and
hatred for them propels him to play harder against other teams.
It's really weird.
Yeah. This, like, you can tell when he's like, I hate all of you. And then he goes off. Like, there's like a 6-0 Jimmy Butler run, and it's like, oh, that hate kind of worked for me. And then he has to start playing with him again, and he goes down the drain. But yeah, man.
And he doesn't have Powell looking for him anymore either.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't have his guy trying to find him on that little rub off alley-oop.
Awesome.
But you know, that's the thing. I know Jimmy thinks that he is a top-line superstar.
Oh, Neil tells him on the plane every night.
If you're a superstar, last night doesn't happen. If you have that guy on your team, you don't have games like that. You don't lose a 21-point lead to the Timberwolves if you have a superstar on your team.
Hey, man. You know, too many Doug McDermott possessions, too many Nico possessions, and too many old, slow, I need a rascal exemption possessions from your man, Dwayne Wade.
And a day off. And a day off, please.
Yeah. Well, fellas, enjoy Geneva. Get back home safe, and we'll be listening. You know, you'll be taking us on our commutes in the afternoon drive because I'm sure people have things to do. There's a holiday party here tonight, so you know,
uh-oh.
Yeah, oh yeah. Snapchat has never been more useful than tonight, fellas.
Or dangerous.
I got my list, my scouting list there about what I'm going to expect, but it won't be last year. Nothing will ever top last year.
Yeah, last year was kind of wild. All right, the fellas are out in Geneva. Go hang out with them if you're around that area. Hell, even if you're not around that area. Old Town Pub and Eatery, 201 West State Street. Have a good weekend and especially a good show, fellas. We'll be listening.
All right, boys.
The Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with Dan Bernstein and Barry Reisner. As always, Lawrence, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it every time we get a chance to do this thing.
It's always fun, Jay, and just call.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. All right. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe out there. You know, shovel an old person snow, help out somebody this weekend, but more importantly, please be safe. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. More and more information continues to come out about the Tommy Elrod Wake Forest offensive play sheet scandal. As we now know, the Virginia Tech Hokies are the second team to acknowledge that a former assistant accepted info from Elrod ahead of a 2014 matchup. Now, this was an ugly game. Tied 0-0 after regulation, the Demon Deacons won 6-3 in an overtime. Ugh. That's actually beside the point, though, as clearly the Hokies didn't overly benefit from the compromised info, which leads me to question the egregiousness of the transaction. I find my answer, though, when I stop to think about the program in question and the double standard in evaluating cheating. Wake Forest hasn't had a winning season since 08, so it's easy to just brush it off. But if this had been an SEC powerhouse instead of an ACC cellar dweller, the reaction would still be escalating, and there needs to be a stringent penalty for whoever was involved. Sometimes we don't think so, but integrity in sports is more important than the score. I'm Tiki Barber. CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Stork. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say, it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously, cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note, too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
Have you or a loved one been injured in an auto accident? You need representation you can trust. Hi, I'm Alex Memon, founding partner of the Memon Law Firm, sharksatlaw.com. Accidents are terrifying and can happen to anyone. Let the Memon Law Firm take the worry out of your hands and get you the compensation you deserve. Auto accident? Injured? Call in the Sharks at Memon Law Firm. Your Sharks at Law. Sharksatlaw.com. Call us at 312-878-2357.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on transcendental enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Moe's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All friends, 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! My stockings are hung by the chimney with care, but I need some stellar gifts to fill them with.
Why get hung up? Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got great gifts for everyone on your list, and the entire store is up to 60% off.
60% off?
That's right, Old Navy's got gifts for just $2, $4, $6, and $8 for a Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a great price. Thanks!
Don't thank me, thank Old Navy. Offers valid 12/12 through 12/18. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and two-day only deals.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Listen weekdays to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
What's the number one thing that you would tell employees about the Christmas party?
Got to go out there and have fun, Chris. You got to believe that it's not a penalty for a company to want to throw an end-of-the-year celebration for their employees. It shouldn't be a drag. And to go in with an open mind, and it's always the negative stereotype of the crazy person getting too intoxicated and acting like a goofball. Know yourself. Know your limitations. But go on with a great attitude and want to meet more people at your organization.
It's sort of difficult to navigate what's fun and what's a bit too much, isn't it?
There's no doubt about it. But at the same point in time when we're all sober sitting and work in the company lunchroom, there's annoying people there, too. The key is you have to know yourself.
Join us each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour. And if you miss it, the entire show is podcast online at cbschicago.com. From News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and what better way to kick off your holiday than with the Score Guys. Next Thursday, don't miss 670 The Score's holiday broadcast, live from Real Time Sports at 1120 West Devon in Elk Grove Village. It all starts with the Mully and Hanley Show at 5 a.m., Spiegel and Goff from 9 a.m. to 1, and finally, the Boers and Bernstein Show from 1 to 6. We'll be giving away some great prizes all day, so come get into the holiday spirit with 670 The Score. Brought to you by Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, and Windy City Suites.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn.
We'll put Chris on for a minute.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. The news is bad once again for Bears receiver Marquise Wilson.
Marquise Wilson's foot, his foot is broken. It is the same foot. Did not participate. He's out for the Packers game.
That is head coach John Fox today, who was not entirely sure whether Wilson will have to have another surgery on that foot or not. Eddie Royal has also been ruled out for Sunday. Closer Aroldis Chapman, during a reintroductory press conference today with the Yankees, said he thinks Cubs manager Joe Maddon used him wrong during the World Series. Chapman says he should not have pitched a third inning in Game 6, caused him to be fatigued in Game 7, and he gave up the game-tying home run there. Bulls looked awful last night in a loss in Milwaukee, and they will finish up the home-and-home with the Bucks tonight. They will play at the United Center. The Blackhawks have won two games in New York after beating the Islanders last night. They've got the night off tonight. They will play in St. Louis tomorrow. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of 2016. It's only $19.99, so order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, they'll break down Bears Packers and coverage throughout the day on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Auto House on Edens.
Jingle up.
Fitbit is a gift, one of those things you work out in and whatever. He says, oh, that'll be great. I'll let it measure my laps around the buffet. He's
fat.
Feed the beaver. The beaver is the hardest working, most diligent animal in the animal kingdom. Feed the beaver. Go after the ball.
Good call.
Yeah.
just not smart. Not even hard to talk for me right now. It's just not smart football.
I'm told there's a lot of mutual admiration between him and the McCloskey family there.
The McCloskey family.
Partying.
Poop fest.
Partying.
It's terrible.
Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
It speaks to the soul. Good queso relaxes you. Cheese dip can be served on a Ritz cracker or with one of those tiny Vienna sausages. Queso is made to be scooped up with tortilla chips, dribbling down your chin and onto your shirt. One is a visceral, emotional, powerful family bond as you and your kids pour into nachos covered in queso. The other is party favors at an afternoon tea.
Weird.
Tomorrow is Saturday and Sunday comes after work.
Whoa. God,
cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
Looking forward to the weekend.
The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein.
Happy Friday.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you. For the next 4.5 hours, we're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way with a loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door.
Ding.
Ding. Thank you. This is the Boars and Bernstein Show. Barry Rosner is with me today. Hello, sir.
Hello, Dan.
Hi.
Barry's in for Terry Boars. This is the final stop for the season of the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour, right back where it all began 10 years ago here in Geneva on the banks of the Fox River at Old Town Pub and Eatery. So you can get your weekend started here with some fabulous food, some friendship, and plenty of Bud Light. You can raise one to right now.
It is lovely here in downtown Geneva. We do your Christmas shopping, come down, get something to eat, and have a Bud Light.
We're going to talk to Zach Zaidman in just a few minutes with the latest on the Bears. More bad news out of Hallis Hall, as if they needed it. Then at 2 o'clock, Jerry DiNardo from Big Ten Network will talk about some of these big stories in college football with us. Second half at 3:30, Brian Billick at 4, Dan Durkin at 4:40, and some surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at boarsandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting at 67011. The text zone brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at @Boars_Bernstein. You can follow me at @Dan_Bernstein. He is at Barry Rosner. There's boarsandbernstein.com. There's the radio.com app for your mobile device as well. Our engineer is Dave Miska.
And this Seattle Seahawks defense definitely hungry for some sacks.
Well, that'll always be funny. Back at the Score Studios, Matt Abaticola.
If you're the Rams and some of those defensive players over there, I guarantee you at least one of them said, these guys are running up the score on us here in this situation, and things could get a little weird here at the end of this game.
Weird.
Chris Tannehill.
No, Michael, here we go. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
15 yards for twerking, and so it's a first down for the Rams.
Why is he breaking into Tom Jones? Was Tom Jones known for twerking?
I do not know. That was Michael Bennett who got flagged for that, by the way.
Right.
But I don't know why Tom Jones had to be brought into that.
The
seemed unnecessary at the time.
The Welsh crooner was, I know, a sex symbol for middle-aged and elderly women.
Men.
Sure, up until now. I don't know if the men aren't throwing their giant brassieres at him, though. I don't think.
I would.
Do you have one? Or do you carry one for
planning to get one
for throwing purposes?
I intend to get one.
All right, in just a moment, Zach Zaidman is going to tell us what is going on with the Bears, so keep it here. Boars and Bernstein with Barry in today, the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Somebody here is going to win some Bulls tickets, and it's going to be yet another Bulls-Bucks game on...
Oh, boy.
On New Year's Eve. So you can watch the Greek freak do his Greek freak thang on the boo, like he's going to probably try to do again tonight. You have to score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One Sports.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift. Like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Levy on Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levy on designers to offer you more Levy on jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levy on Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on transcendental enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All plans 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! My stockings are hung by the chimney with care, but I need some stellar gifts to fill them with.
Why get hung up? Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got great gifts for everyone on your list, and the entire store is up to 60% off.
60% off?
That's right, Old Navy's got gifts for just $2, $4, $6, and $8 for a Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a great price. Thanks!
Don't thank me, thank Old Navy. Offers valid 12/12 through 12/18. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and two-day-only deals.
Segment with Zach Zaidman is brought to you by Ghostbed. Supernatural sleep comfort delivered right to your door. Visit ghostbed.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or...
Zach Zaidman is brought to you by Four Winds Casino Resort, your entertainment escape. He joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? If you're ready right now, see your CarX man. He's on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman. And more unfortunate injury news from Hallis Hall today.
Hi, here is the news you need to know, Dan. Hello.
All right, Friday injury report. Eddie Royal toe did not participate. He'll be out for the Packers game. Marquise Wilson foot. His foot is broken. It is the same foot. Did not participate. He's out for the Packers game. Any questions?
Surgery again for that foot?
You know, they're still evaluating that. They haven't determined that at this point, but it is the same basic injury. I don't know the... They don't know if it's the exact extent, but it is broken, rebroken, and they're still evaluating.
He's talking about his left foot, third time it's been broken. In all likelihood, Marquise Wilson has played his last game as a Chicago Bear. And it's unfortunate because here's a guy who's got that size-speed combination that you look for in a receiver. And don't be fooled by the fact that he was a seventh-round pick. He was a highly productive player before he quit his Washington State football team. He was right up there with the very best receivers in the Pac-12 during his time playing in the conference. But unfortunately, injuries are a part of football, and there are certain guys who can't shake them, and clearly Marquise Wilson is one of those guys. So all the work that he's put in to try and get himself out there on the field and become a playmaker, it all goes for naught, and I don't think he's going to get another opportunity with the Bears.
No, and it was just some promise in there. It was always thought, well, maybe there's an outside chance the guy becomes what his ceiling could have been, and now... Forget it. You know, we'll put him on that pile with Aries Curry and Jamin Elliott and so many others.
Yeah, the Aries Curry thing is kind of funny because a totally different player. Aries Curry was a guy who was injury prone in college and was a flat out speedster coming out of Clemson, but you know, he never healed from the collegiate level to make an impact at the NFL level, and I just refuse to talk about Jamin Elliott or Joaquin Iglesias or any of the other
there
guys.
There it is. Yeah, there's Joaquin Iglesias. Man, yeah. Here's the thing. I liked him coming out of college.
Yeah, well, you know, that's
why... Because I'm an idiot.
It happens. You know, that's why you're doing what you do. And
you'll
then
get
there,
no argument some, from us on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there are a lot of talented evaluators at Hallis Hall over the years, unlike mm-hmm. you, like Phil Emery and his scouting staff. Right. Anyway, the Bears do. One of Phil Emery's best picks is back on the field Sunday, and that is wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey. Here's John Fox's take.
You know, really, it's kind of been business as usual with him. You know, I mean, he plugged right back in from, you know, Monday, you know, in the team meeting when he was a while back. You know, we're not allowed to communicate with him or, you know, have any contact. So, you know, I think, you know, the guys were excited to see him. He was excited to be back. You know, these guys, you know, love doing it. So he missed it, and, you know, we're excited to have him back. And I think he's, you know, I haven't really noticed any difference than before he left.
Coach is talking about all the time, you know, players' will to be great and how much they love the game of football and stuff. In regards to Alshon, what did you notice about him or learn about him for the past two years?
Yeah, I think he's very competitive. You know, he wants to win, even though we haven't done that as much as we'd like. You know, it's important to him. The preparation, you kind of, you know, a lot is kind of what they do and how hard they work at it, and he does work at it, whether it's on the field or off the field. He's ultra competitive, and we're happy to have him back.
I want you to remember what John Fox just said there.
He doesn't believe a word of what just came out of his mouth.
I know. This is why I played it for you, because I think when you start to lump Jeffrey in with some of the personalities that the Bears have let go, talented personalities.
But Fox is lying. None of what he's saying is what he actually thinks.
No. This is different than Brandon Marshall and Martellus Bennett.
It might be different, but he has absolutely no respect for Alshon Jeffrey's work ethic and never has.
No,
it's been his biggest complaint.
I think that while this organization is never happy when people go outside of the organization during the offseason to train, you also understand that that's part of a contractual deal, and that's the reason that Jeffrey wasn't here during the offseason.
I'm just telling you that John Fox was, to anybody who would listen, he was bitching about Jeffrey.
He also watched the Bears 18 drops over the last three games. And if you don't respect what Alshon Jeffrey brings to the field, you're crazy.
I like him, but then you're. I mean, I don't think what he brings to the field. It's just that ever since he got here, for the very first moment, John Fox has had an issue with Alshon Jeffrey and his apparent desire to be a Bear.
It's fluid when you talk about the way someone feels about somebody during the middle of a season, throughout the offseason stuff. You have to remember this, and this is very important heading into the offseason. This is not a player who is past 30. This is not a player who has him.
Look, Zach, you don't have to argue to me. I like Alshon Jeffrey, but you got to take that up with Fox.
Right, but I don't believe that he looks at Jeffrey as a distraction, as a me guy, as a guy that's not going to help this team win because of some of the stuff that occurs off the field.
I know he doesn't respect his work ethic and doesn't trust him.
But the guy is someone that you can't trust when he's on the field. And the reason I bring that up is if you're going to be a team that improves on this, and this, he keeps talking about performance and wins and the lack thereof. The Bears, in a 32-team National Football League, the Bears right now are 30th in points scored at 17 per game. That's not going to get better next year if you take away your best offensive skill position player.
But he doesn't want to be here. He doesn't like being a Bear. He never has liked being a Bear. And you have the combination where the coach isn't a fan of his too. So you would have to rebuild a lot of bridges that don't exist.
I also think that you're making life extremely difficult for yourself if you have to start looking for players that you already have because you might not like their personality and he might not like your personality.
It's not just that. It's also what you would have to pay him.
I think you can find a way to make that work.
And the fact that it's not about the necessarily personality. He doesn't like living here.
I think you can make it work. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's possible. I think it is a highly, highly improbable scenario.
Right now you know for a fact that the only guy, at least going forward, that's going to be on your team that you know exactly what you're going to get from at the receiver position is Cameron Meredith. Think about that, because you don't know what you're going to get.
I don't know what I'm going to get.
Exactly, which is why I think you have to bring back Alshon Jeffrey, in my opinion, because there's so many other needs that you have to worry about. Don't turn that position into a need.
Tell Fox. Don't tell me. Tell Fox and Pace. I'm just throwing it out there.
All right,
Here's what I'm worried about is how are you going to dress on Sunday and protect your face?
Well, hold on. Before we get to me, Eddie Goldman, by the way, is officially, according to John Fox, listed as questionable. Eddie Goldman is an important piece here because when Goldman's in there, as you saw last week before he left with the ankle injury and couldn't complete the game against Detroit, the Lions couldn't run the ball. When Eddie Goldman left, they had success running the ball, including Matthew Stafford being able to go right up the middle and score the go-ahead touchdown for the Detroit Lions. So, again, Goldman has not practiced. And I know this, you can say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, but I think everyone believes that Aaron Rodgers is going to play. I'm not necessarily sure that we're going to see Eddie Goldman on the field, especially in these conditions with that ankle injury that has been bothering him all season long. I don't think I just think it's tough to be an effective player that way come Sunday against the Packers. And that is something to watch because, as we know, even if Rodgers does play, the mobility is going to be a little bit of an issue in the temperatures that these teams are going to be playing in. And I know in talking to Tracy Porter, the Bears' veteran cornerback, the thing that he's been working on with these young defensive backs in that room is making sure that when Rodgers starts to scramble, that you, they call it plastering the receiver, because then they go into their scramble rules and there's certain spots on the field where the receivers go. Don't give up on your receiver and try to do somebody else's job and think you're going to make a play someplace else. Stick to that wide receiver, because Rodgers will find him if you give that receiver a little bit of daylight. So that's something to pay attention to. As for what I'm going to wear, I believe I'm going to wear a lot of layers, like I always do in these types of cold weather games. Vaseline on the face, because you don't want to end up looking like Tom Coughlin did in that playoff game at Lambeau Field.
Oh, yes, you do. I think orange hair and red face is a great combination.
There's no, it's not about looking good. It's about feeling good in these conditions. And you know what they do, right? They have the chicken broth on the sidelines, and they have the hot chocolate. The chicken broth basically has the electrolytes, so it serves as a warm Gatorade type of thing. And the hot chocolate helps the players that lose their carbs during the midst of a game, because everyone's a little bit different physically, so that helps you get your carbs back very quickly. So, they're used to this. They're dealing with it. You know, John Fox talked about it just being a mental thing, because you never truly get used to these conditions, although I should point out they practiced outdoors the entire session today. And the second half of yesterday's session was outdoors, so they got acclimated to as these conditions as close as you can be. It's going to be colder, at least according to the forecast, come Sunday, but at least they've been out in the elements, and it's not going to be a big deal when you hit the field for warm-ups, which sometimes is with visiting teams. It will not be with Green Bay. And in regards to sleeves, you know, if you look back and you Google image Dick Butkus and you Google image Bill George, even Mike Singletary, those guys wore sleeves. Urlacher didn't, Briggs didn't, but plenty of players over the years have worn sleeves, and this is John Fox's take on players deciding whether or not to wear sleeves come Sunday.
It's like, you know, what they wear in general. You know, I mean, you want them to be comfortable, and you want them to, what you care about is really their performance. And so, as long as they perform well, I don't really care what they wear.
Very poignant Fox philosophy there in regards to the fashion statement that certain players will be making come Sunday. Someone asked him during his playing days in college what he wore in cold weather games. And as he was walking off the podium there, just looked at the reporter and said, "I went to San Diego State."
Any nuggets or tidbits for us?
That was it.
That was it?
That was,
okay. Outstanding. We will go into Bears-Packers weekend with that. Zach, thank you.
I'll be wearing a face mask. I'll be wearing a wool hat, very warm boots, heat packs all over the place. I'll be okay, guys.
I look forward to seeing you in the locker room afterwards, Zach, and I would hope that you will have survived.
I hope they run the ball. I hope it's the fastest game we have ever seen in the history of the National Football League. See you, guys.
That's Zach Zaidman. Next up, Jerry DiNardo. There's some big stories in college football. We will talk to him about those and more on the Boards and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Stork. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I gotta say, it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I gotta say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note, too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
Love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed.
Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at searscenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to pcbtour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at pcbtour.com.
And tell
home delivery, car washes, and courtesy
the applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ziprecruiter.com/score. That's ziprecruiter.com/score.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Levy on Holiday.